kids.org. We are connecting the Hudson community with a Syrian refugee camp in Katarmaya, Lebanon. You're listening to WGXC Acra.
Hey everybody, we're the Game Hoarders. We're on every Thursday from 3:30 to 4.
We're invading your airwaves. Come on, it would be fun.
I'm not always there, but when I am, you get to hear my epic voice.
On WGXC 90.7 FM.
Where you listen to all the best music and you can definitely hear us invading.
We're better.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Tell me how we got over, Lord.
mighty hard time coming out of us. You know my soul look back and wonder how did we make it over. Tell me how we got over, Lord. I've been falling and rising all these years, but you know my soul look back and wonder how did I make it over. But soon as I can see Jesus, the man that died for me, man that bled and suffered, and he hung on Calvary, and I want to thank him for how he brought me, and I want to thank God for how taught me. Oh, thank my God, I kept me. I'm gonna thank him cause he never left me. Then I'm gonna thank God for old time religion. And I'm gonna thank God for giving me a vision. One day I'm gonna join the heavenly choir, and I'm gonna sing and never get tired. And then I'm gonna sing somewhere around God's altar, and I'm gonna shout all my trouble over. You know I've got to thank God, thank him for being so good to me. But you know my soul look back and wonder how did I make it over. Tell me how I made it over. Lord, Lord, Lord. Falling and rising all these years. You know my soul look back and wonder how did I make it over. I'm gonna wear a dark garment in that new Jerusalem. I'm gonna walk the streets of gold. It's in that homeland of the soul. I'm gonna view the host in white. They've been traveling day and night, coming up from every nation. They hung their way to the great nation, coming from the north, south, east, and west. They hung their way to a land of bread. And then we're gonna join the heavenly choir. You know we're gonna sing and never get tired. And then we go sing somewhere around God altar. And then we go to shout all our trouble over. You know we got to thank God. Thank you for being so good to me. You know, I come to thank God this evening. I come to thank him this evening. You know, all night long God kept his angel watching over me. And early this morning, early this morning, God told his angel, God said, touch her in my name. God said, touch her in my name. I rose this morning, I rose this morning, I rose this morning. I feel like shouting, I feel like shouting.
That was Miss Mahalia Jackson, and God's been so good to me. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist with love and happiness. Yes.
Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
And here we are, WGXC 90.7 Accra, and I am your host for the next 45-50 minutes, Reverend Kim. And in the studio we have with us today, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne. Reverend Linda, say hi to the people.
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Well, we pray everybody out there in radio listening land is doing well. And we are glad to have this opportunity to be back on this Bright Side of Wednesday and to share some good music and some good memories and some good messages. We have a few things we want to talk about today. But before we get into our conversation, Bright Siders, I have a little song I'm going to play. And it came out too loud for you. Sorry about that. I love this song, The Way, The True, The Life. Yes, I believe.
I believe you are the way, oh, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. The truth, the life. I believe through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance. I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, and you are my portion. You are my hiding place. I believe through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, oh, I believe that you are my fortress, you are my portion, you are my hiding place, I believe you are the way. The truth and the life, I believe you are the way, the truth and the life, and I believe through every blessing, through every promise, through every breath I take. That you are provider, oh, and you are protector, and you are the one I love, yeah. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, and the truth. Set my eyes on you. Cause it's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay long. When I'm here with you, it's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. Oh, yeah, and my fears and doubts,
can all come to, because they can't stay. It's a new horizon, yeah. It's a new horizon, and I'm set on you. And you meet me here today with mercies that are new. Oh, all my fears and doubts, they can all come to, because they can't stay alone when I believe.
Fires with the way, the truth, and the life. I believe we got a caller, a call in, and so we're going to talk. Ooh, we got a little bit of stuff going on right there. Yes, is that the music maestro man calling in today? Okay. Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. We have the music maestro man calling in, beloved listeners. How are you, sir?
It's good to hear your beautiful voice, like the rest of the beautiful voices on WGXC.
Woohoo! Yes, we are delighted to be part of the WGXC family. And glad you're calling in today. So, caller, what's your question? Oh, sir, I'm sorry, but I'm not hearing you. Can you speak a little bit louder? I'm going to try. Okay, go ahead.
I know we kind of have a bad connection, but I'm calling in because I wanted to talk about the banquet,
the appreciation dinner
on Friday,
okay.
July 20th.
Let's talk about it. So I have actually in the studio with me to help me talk about it, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne. She's an associate minister at Payne AME Church. And full disclosure, we go way, way back. I guess over a quarter of a century we've known each other. When I came to Payne back in the 90s, she was the Sunday school teacher and an officer and a bottle washer and cook. And the Lord has just moved in her life, and then she's been an ordained reverend. Before I even get there, because some of you all out there, you know, you don't know her, you haven't met her, and I always like to give people an opportunity to share what they would want to share, they'd like our listeners to know about themselves. But first of all, I want to say, how'd you like that last song we just played, The Way, the Truth, the Life? How did you like that?
That was beautiful and very inspiring, uplifting. Yes, I truly enjoyed that. I'd never heard it before.
Well, that's what we like to do. We like to bring songs on that people may not hear, you know? Right. And you got to write them down when we play them because we don't always repeat, you know? We certainly just keep mixing it up and bringing new things in. But tell the people out there a little bit that you'd like them to know about who Reverend Linda Van Alstyne is.
Okay. As Reverend Singletary said, I'm an associate minister at Paint Amy Church in Chatham, and I still am involved in the Sunday school. Even though I'm an ordained minister, I'm involved in Sunday school. I'm a superintendent of Sunday school. I belong to the choir and all the other organizations. I love just doing the work for the Lord to uplift His holy name. I'm much involved in God Belongs in our county because we're so shut in all the time in the four walls of the church, and to just reach out to those who don't come to church to let them know that, yes, God is real, and yes, Jesus truly does love them and is concerned about Him.
Amen. Well, that's what we're going to get into the conversation about. Before we go there, Brother James, Music Maestro Man, if you can hold on, there's another song that I want to play before we get further into our conversation. But can you hold on with us? Uh-oh, I think we lost him. Well, maybe he'll come back. And that way it makes it easy for me to play this next song. But there's something about Reverend Linda that I am just amazed about, and I tell it like any chance I get. She is one of eight sisters. She is one of eight sisters. And believe it or not, we were both at the laundromat early this morning. And there was a woman there talking about how she grew up in a household with one bathroom and five siblings. And Linda said, well, I had eight sisters. Amen. Eight girls and two adults. I don't even know how you do that. But praise the Lord. How many of them are preachers today?
Four.
Four and half of them are preachers. And so we're excited about your mom, who we knew and loved and has gone on from labor to reward and up there in paradise just chilling. Amen. With all the other saints that have gone before. This next song is a dedication to those who have had loved ones go on already. There's a lot of people that have been passing around our area, in our personal lives, in our community life. And when I was listening to this song, I just thought that this would be one that I would want to play. I'll let you know that, you know, we're thinking about you. God sees you, God knows, and God cares. Christian scriptures say that He sent His only begotten Son, and He died on the cross for us. So God is well acquainted with sorrow and grief, and we just want to help bring a little comfort, a little relief. This is a song called We Believe.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe, we believe. More than anthems.
limitations.
Yes, beloved, we do believe in the resurrection. We believe in afterlife. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in Jesus Christ. I want to give a clap for that.
Amen.
And we do have with us, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, and she is here to share with us. Music Maestro Man, he had to leave us. We were having technical difficulties. And so we couldn't keep our conversation with him going. But we do have Reverend Linda here. And he kicked it off because we do have an event here. Reverend Sister Linda and I and some other pastors and churches in the community, we have come together about 4 years ago. This will be our fourth summer out. We have come together. I'm so excited about that together. You know, we got that together bug before the 2016 elections, right?
Amen.
We're saying, you know, better together, stronger together. We had already gotten that message, that memo, right?
Yes.
And on Friday night, we are going to have our first appreciation dinner, right? And we were having our little meeting, you know, and we were like, what can we do? And, said, how about doing an appreciation dinner? And Reverend Linda said, I'll take that. Amen. So tell us about our appreciation dinner. What's happening this week, this Friday night?
Amen. There's so many people that work alongside of us, and we just want them to know how much we appreciate them, how much God appreciates the work that they're doing. So we're going to recognize 10 different people, organizations that support God Belongs in our county. And we're just going, you know, they always say give them their flowers while they can smell them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just want to lift them up. We just want to show them that their efforts are not in vain, that we do appreciate all the work that they do, how they step out, and then they're willing to give, you know, beyond what even we ask them to give. And there's such a support, because no man's an island, and we can't work by ourselves. We do need hands. God says we need your hands. We need your feet. And we need everybody that can be a support. So we just want to recognize these people. There's others that are important, too. There's others that are supporting us as well. But we just wanted to take the time and show these people at this time how much they indeed are appreciated.
One of the groovy things about God Belongs in our county, I think you agree, is that these people who are committed and working in their own
home churches,
Amen.
and for their own denominational stability and existence, realize that the message of Jesus Christ was not about denominationalism.
Amen.
And it was not about non-denominationalism, because people broke away from denominationalism and became non-denominational. But now the non-denominationals are acting like denominations. So we still didn't get the memo from heaven, you know, about how we're supposed to do this thing beyond our boundaries and affiliations and things like that, to truly be a reflection of just one race, one people, right?
Amen.
One God, right?
Amen.
One faith, one Lord, one baptism, you know. And so that's one of the things that excites me about these people we are honoring. As Reverend Linda said, they have really like caught the vision, mm-hmm. you know. There's a scripture that says, without a vision, the people perish. And they have caught the vision and have committed to the vision. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, they support us, it's not necessarily with finances, you know. We're, if you're out there and you can write that check, we love you. We love you to do it. But we had a fundraiser in June, the Dads and Grads Breakfast at Payne Amy Church. And Pastor Iris Waddell, you know, she said, I'll take that, right? Mm-hmm. And she took it and ran with it. And we do the fundraisers. Our appreciation dinner is also, you know, if there's anything left over, it's going to help us. Because when we do our outreaches, beloved, out there, and we'll talk about what they are in a minute, there are costs that are involved.
Amen.
You know, and for the last several years, well, initially in the beginning, it was sort of underwritten by Overcomer Ministries and Payne primarily. And then, you know, as God began to open up doors and we began to move in new ways and more people and more experience and stuff, we needed some financial help. And some people did come along last year and dug in, and they gave their $10 and their $20. And, you know, our budget is very modest. It's very modest, you know. It's kind of low. But we have expenses like the printing.
Yes.
Letters and stamps and flyers. And then, you know, we have the expenses of supplies, you know, for food and beverages and desserts, which we all make available to the public free. Mm-hmm. And then we have the expenses for other supplies that go along with that, tablecloths and, you know, paper plates, cups, and all of those kind of things. By the way, if anybody wants to, you know more about what we need and our wish list, give us a holler. You can get us at Overcomers, it's omiichurch.org. Yeah, you can put it on there. And some of the other expenses that we have incurred. You want to talk about some of those? I'll talk about some. You talk about some.
Okay. We even, when we have our outreaches, we have different people come in and minister. And, of course, we want to help them out with their ministry. We support them as well. We have, we like to give away t-shirts sometimes, if it's at all possible. And we can do that with the finances that people give to us to do those things. We also have the prayer patrol that we go out on. We have a Bible sometimes that we give away, and tracts to help enrich people's ministry. Let them know what the Lord says about them. So we have a lot of different things that we have to pay for. Even some of the places where we have our outreaches, they have expenses right there where we have to pay them to use, you know, that property. Yes. To do our outreaches. So that comes into play as well.
And we need we have to pay insurances.
Amen.
Permit some of the areas we go to, we have to get a permit. Our band that has usually traveled with us is part of the Sweet Life Music Project. When they come and do the outreaches, you know, they have another a name for us. They gave us a new name last year, and it's not slipping my mind right now, but many of the people with the Sweet Life Music Project, they're like the house band for our park outreaches. Shout yeah. out to you and to Mr. Randall Martin, who pulled that band together. He's yeah. the band leader for that. He also does audio and video equipment for us, and audio video hookup and presentation and all of that stuff for us. And so we have all of these things, and you know, we do it because we believe.
Amen. Yes.
We do it because we believe, and we truly believe that, as we know, many of you out there know that a lot of people haven't been going to church lately, but so we're taking the church to the people. Yeah. We're bringing the church to the people. Amen. We're bringing the good news about God's love and God's message of mercy and grace and care, and just getting ready, people ready to meet God when we leave here. You know, I tell people all the time, we just got one race. It's the human race. It begins at birth. It ends at death. And after that, well, we believe in the resurrection. Amen. I think it was the Newsboys that we just played. I want to play a little bit more music for you, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of the things that's going to be going on this summer with our outreaches. People say, outreaches, what is that? But we're going to tell you in a minute. God did some amazing things for us last year, and we're expecting to do the same this year. And that's why I'm going to play this next song for you. And it is called Do It Again.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come,
you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Keep me within your love.
Yes, beloved, that is Do It Again. Do It Again. Do It Again. Well, before we get to some more good music, I just want to share the names of the people that we're going to be celebrating at Kozel's on Friday night. Those young people and not so young people. Beautiful people we're so excited about. So, listen, we're going to have Sister Dolores Anthony. Yes, from Overcoming Ministry. She's going to be honored on Friday night at Kozel's. And our brother Jim DeJoya from Word and Faith and Hudson Bible Baptist, he's going to be one of the honorees. And from Shiloh Baptist Church, who do we have? Brother Vertrees
Folds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then from Chatham United Methodist Church, Sister Ruth Hill. All right. And then we have from All Nations Church, Sister Teresa Joyner. And from State Street Amy Zion Church,
Brother Cleveland Samuels.
Mm-hmm. And then from our home, who's that from Payne Amy Church?
Jason Summers Sr.
That's right. And my goodness, knew him when he was in high school.
Wow.
Married his high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
Amen. Got grown folks for children now. And from Endless Love Temple, we have Brother Willie Walker. From the Chatham Reformed Church,
Peggy Keller. I'm sorry,
Sister Peggy Keller. And then we have a business that has just really been blessing to us and blessing the community, from Broad Street Bagels. We're honoring that staff over there. So many people we could honor, truly. And but we had the hard decisions to make, but we had to make some decisions, some calls, and I think that everyone will agree we did pretty good in this list, in this first ever team. We call them the Team All-Stars, and this appreciation dinner. And so that's going to be Friday at Kozel's at what time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, the program begins. Doors are open at 5:30.
Yes,
and we have some pretty nice things lined up. I think it's going to be a memorable night, memory making moment that people will walk away. And how has the response been in the community in terms of buying tickets and coming out?
It's been very well. But we still have room if anyone wants to come and join us on Friday.
Yes, it has been a good response. And we do have a few tickets. I like a handful of tickets left.
Yes.
And so if you want to come and celebrate with us, I tell the guys to put your dancing shoes on because we're going to dance a little bit at the end. Just a little bit. You know, brothers, some of y'all, you're not doing what it took to get her, right? You don't take her out dancing too much, so we want to help you out with that and play a little dance music at the end of the dinner. But I'm really looking forward to it. How about you, Reverend Linda?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have some other things. I invited Reverend Linda here. That we can talk about some of the things that will be going on this summer with God Belongs in Our County, not just in the four walls of the church halls. Amen. And, you know, some churches, they don't even meet in a church building. They meet in a community center. Some meet in the homes, in the living rooms. Some meet wherever they can gather together, right? We're still the church, the bride of Christ. But we're coming out. We got this beautiful weather season. And I played that song, Do It Again, for a particular reason, Reverend Linda. You want to talk about what happened last summer when we made these dates and had these outreaches going on?
Amen. Every single time it seemed like we were going to have an event, the weatherman said it was going to rain. In fact, when we had the one in Chatham at the fairgrounds, in the morning it was so cloudy and overcast, but then the sun came out. Every event, the weather's going to be bad. It's going to rain.
It's going to be a storm.
Yes,
some of them were
yes.
predicting storms and
yeah.
thunderstorms. It was kind of scary listening to those weather reports.
Yeah.
But in each instance,
God held back the weather and gave us the sunshine.
Yes,
Amen.
He did.
He really blessed us.
And you remember that prayer patrol we did in Hudson and how the rain, it was raining, I think, in Chatham
yes.
area where you live, it was raining. But when you got to Hudson,
Sunshine.
And then when we finished our time on the streets, going up and talking to people and got to our cars, what happened?
Oh, the storm just broke out. Isn't God good?
So that song, Do It Again, Lord, that's what we're saying. Yes. Do it again. Yes. We had a prayer gathering, a call to prayer last night on Promenade Hill here in Hudson. And it was the anniversary of a young man, Inland Stanfill, I believe his name is. I may be pronouncing it incorrectly. A young Haitian man who was had his whole life future right bright before him, was graduating high school, would have been this past June, but he was murdered. And was the 1 month anniversary of that tragic event yesterday. And his pastor and his uncle, who also pastors here in town, Pastor Clevis and Pastor Aluma, wanted to do a prayer vigil as well with myself, Pastor Ed Cross. There were several of us, and the family came out, other people from the community came out, and we just called upon God. We cried out to God over there on Promenade Hill. And, you know, the weather yesterday was similar. We had thunderstorms forecasted, and we had thunderstorms for much of the day. But by the time we went out there at 7 o'clock, the weather had cleared up. And by the time we were finishing around 8 o'clock, the dark clouds turned to white clouds. And it was just beautiful out there. And so, God, we're just saying, do it again.
Yes.
As we have these dates. Some of the dates that we have set for this year for our outreach, and our outreaches we do in the parks. Where will we be going, and when will we be there this year, Sister Linda?
Okay, on Saturday, August the 11th, from 2 to 5, we're going to be have a celebration of the gospel in Chatham. That will be on the Chatham Fairgrounds.
At the Pavilion.
At the Pavilion, yes.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, September the 8th at 3 is the big parade. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, it's so wonderful to go right down from 7th Street here in Hudson. We line up, and then we go down Warren Street, down to the
Henry Hudson Riverfront
Park.
Yes,
thank you. And we play Christian music. We have our banners. It's just a joyous occasion. So we invite any churches or anybody. You don't have to be in a church to be part of the parade that we're saluting Jesus.
Or to be part of any of these outreaches.
Amen.
Because that's why we're reaching out to those who have no church, the none with church, the done with church, the unchurched, never
yeah.
been to church, don't know about church. That's why the church comes outside, so you can see who we are,
yes.
see where we're about, amen, hear what it is that we say we believe,
amen.
Hear what it is where we try to live that we believe. And so we have that parade. It's going to be the 10th year, isn't it? It's going to
yes,
be the
is.
10th year.
Yes, it is.
And Reverend Ed Cross and Sister Ida Pearl Cross of Endless Sub Temple, they started this parade out 10 years ago, just their family members. Just their family members, you know. But there's a vision from God, right? And so we are inviting people, youth groups and organizations, community groups, step teams. You know, we'd love to see some steps teams. We'd love to see some marching bands. You got to, you know, you pay them.
Yeah,
y'all want us
true.
To get a marching band. Y'all got to help us out, right? But, you know, yes, come and let's just make it a wonderful celebration and a gathering, honoring God and showing love to the community, praying for one another. There's children activities, there are refreshments. All of our events, there are children activities, there are refreshments at no charge. You know, if we freely receive, we freely give.
Amen.
You know, and then on September 16th is our Back to Church Sunday in Greenport. But we've got some time, you know, we got August to tell you more about those events. We really wanted to let people know about our August 11th, the countywide celebration of the gospel. And I think the Sweet Life Music Project band, their praise band, they're going to come and minister for us and play for us and bless the people in song. And then we have some other local church groups that are going to come that'll just blow your socks off. So if you get moved by music, then you need to be there. And it, like I said, if you're not in church, you're done with church, you're unchurched, you know, you have no church, that's the invitation for you, all right? Don't think that, oh, I don't have a church, I don't go to church, I don't know about that, so you're excluded. No, we want you to be included.
Amen.
We want you to be included in this good, good thing that we have found and this good, good thing that we're doing. We want you to be a part of it. So you know what? The time has gone really fast today. And we're almost at that time. So, Reverend Linda, before we wrap it up, are there any shout-outs that you want to give? Anybody you want to say hey to? How about your husband?
Oh, yeah.
I'm always reminding people about their spouses. I don't have a spouse, but I seem to always remember everybody else's.
Yeah, he is such a good support. How could I not give a shout out to Warren Van Alstyne? God has blessed him. You know, he just got out of the hospital a week ago. God did it again.
Did it again.
Yes, he did.
Operating on his heart and things, right?
Amen.
He's up and kicking, right?
Yes, he is.
God is good.
Yes.
So, beloved, you know what I say. You know, no matter how gray the day, no matter how low the clouds hang, the sun is shining and there is a bright side somewhere. The bright side right here, WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. I am your host, Pastor Kim, the Perpetual Optimist. Hey, listen, beloved, we'll be on for a two-hour show. Put that on your calendars. August 7th, a two-hour show, Around the Table Talk. We're going to be back again. It was well received when we did it this month. And so we're going to do it again August 7th. And that's going to be on the Tuesday afternoon show at 4 to 6. I'll be with the music maestro man and Crossroads Rhythms himself, Mr. Alan Skerritt. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be shouting about it. And we hope that you'll join us too. All right. It's my time. I've got to get out of here. God bless you. I'm going to leave you with this one. Confidence. I'm too afraid to lose. Here we go. I think something was playing while I was talking, but we're going to do confidence. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. But Lord, with your strength, I got no excuse. Because broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel. Boy, and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror, 'cause you fight for me. I'll be a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses. Shake the wall, won't stop until I see 'em fall.